So Mishnah begins. Meimasai Kornish Shema Barvin. So the Mishnah opens up by asking, when do you from what point do you start reading Kriya Shema in the evening? So Mishnah says, Mishasha Hakohanim Nichnasim Lechol Bitrumasan Atzofah Shmar Rishon Adiver Rebel Yisus. The first sheet in the Mishnah, Rebel Yisus, holds that the earliest time to say Kriya Shema at night is from the time the Kohanim go to eat their truma until the end of the first watch. Which again, the Gemara is going to define what all those times mean. Hakachamim Omrim Ad Chatzot. That's the second sheet, and then Rebbe Gamliel Omer Ad Shiyalam Arashach. So three of Machlokas in the Mishnah, what the latest time is for Kriya Shema at night. So the Mishnah says, Maisobo Banam Mibes HaMishnah. Rebbe Gamliel's children came back from a party. Amru Lo, they said to him, Lo Karinu Es Shema. So we haven't said Shema. It was already after Chatzot. It was almost Alos HaShachar. So Amar Lohem, he said to them, Lo Alam Mor HaShachar Chayav Natem Likros. So he says that as long as it's not yet Alos HaShachar, you're still chayav to say Kriya Shema. Velo Zol Bavad Amar. Not only that, Ela Kol Ma Shamru Chachamim Ad Chatzot Mitzvasan Hashiyalam Mor HaShachar. That which the Chachamim said, the latest time to say Shema is Chatzos. It really means Alos HaShachar. And we'll see the Gemara. And we'll see at the end of the Mishnah. The reason why they say Chatzos is only Kedel Harachat Gadam and Avir. So you don't run into the, you know, you might fall asleep, and you might not come to say Kriya Shema. The Mishnah says Hector Chalam Veivar Mitzvasan Hashiyalam Mor HaShachar. The latest time to bring to offer up the fats and the various parts of karbanos is until Alos HaShachar. And similarly, any karban which can only be eaten for one day, let's say for example a karban todeh can only eat for one day, so the latest time to eat that karban is Alos HaShachar. So the question is, so if really the latest time is Alos HaShachar, how come the chacham say chatzos? So we, as pointed out before, if you don't run into the problem, you might fall asleep, you might forget to say Shema, whatever it is. So therefore we say it's a better idea just to say by chatzos. Once the Mishnah, once the Chacham say Chatzos, so there's a big question in the Achronim, if B'diyevid, you forgot to say Shema after Chatzos, let's say it's already Chatzos, you didn't say Shema at night, so that's a big machlok, is whether even B'diyevid, you're allowed to say Shema anymore, even though the whole reason why we say Chatzos is only a siag, and Mi'ikra, then it sounds like you could say it to Allah, so that's a big question whether you're allowed to say Shema at all after Chatzos, so it's better to say it beforehand. So the Gemara asks, Tanahi Chakoyedik Tanei Me'imasai. So the first question is, where is the Tana coming from? Meaning the Tana obviously assumes that you know what Kriya Shema is, because he says, when do you say Kriya Shema at night? The question is, what's Kriya Shema? The Su, Maishna, the Tani Barvis Beresha, listed the Shakras Beresha, right? So, and also, why are we teaching Kriya Shema of night, and only on Daf Test do we even mention Kriya Shema of Shakras? It should be the opposite. So the Gemara says, oh, Tana Krokai, Dichsib Beshachbech of Kumecha. Tana is going back on the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk in Parshas Veschanan, Vaybeshachbech of Kumecha, in the context of Shema. So the Gemara says, Harchi Katani. Zman Kriya Shema de Shiva Emas. When is the time that you say Kriya Shema at night when you go to sleep? So the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, That was cheat of Rebbe Eliezer. From the time that Kohanim go to eat their truma, that's the earliest time to say Kriya Shema. The Ibayasim, the Gemara says another possibility. Yolef mi Briyas or Shalom. We learned this after Briyas Olam. The Chsiv says Vayere Vahivoker Yom Achad. So we have Erev before Boker. That's why the Mishnah teaches Kriya Shema of Arvis before Kriya Shema Shal Shachar. So the Gemara asks, Yahachi, if that's the case, Seif Adiktani B'Shachar Mivarech Shteim Lefanav Yachas Liacharel Uva Erev Mivarech Shteim Lefanav Shteim Liacharel. Listen to Arvis Bereisha. Right. So the question is, as the Mishnais are going to follow up, they're going to tell us all the follow up. Halachos of all the various brachos creation that we say, right? And by shachris, so we make two brachos before Shmona Esrei and one bracha. Two brachos before Kriya Shema, one afterwards as part of Brichos Kriya Shema. And at Ma'ariv, we do two and two, right? And if you live in Chutzaritz, we do three afterwards, right? We do Yiru Inenu also. So the question is, so how come in that case we teach the brachos of Kriya Shema Shal Shachris first and then Kriya Shema Shal Arvis? It should be the opposite if it's based on Briya Sa'olam. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tana Pasach Ba'arvis, Vahadar Tana B'Shachris, Adikai B'Shachris, Parish Mila D'Shachris, Vahadar Parish Mila D'Arvis. Meaning, you're right. First we do Ma'ariv, then we do Shachris, and then once we're already talking about Shachris, we're going to tell you all the Dinam of Shachris, then we'll come back to the Dinam of Ma'ariv. So it's really just a very technical answer. Fine. So the Gemara says, Amar Ma'ariv, and we said Rebbe Eliezer Shita was from the time that Kohanim go to eat Truma, that's the earliest time to say Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, Michdi. Kohanim imas ka'achli Truma. When do the Kohanim eat Truma? Mishas tesa Kohanim. So the Gemara says, listen to Mishas tesa Kohanim. Why don't you give this crazy shear of when the Kohanim go to eat Truma? No one knows when that is. Just say tesa Kohanim. That's the time that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, oh, milsa agavorche kamash malon Kohanim imas ka'achli b'truma. Mishas tesa Kohanim. Oh, the Gemara is teaching you something derech agav. So by the way, you see from here that Kohanim eat Truma starting from tes. Okay, so the Gemara says, v'ha kamash malon. But it teaches you something else. It also teaches you that a lack of kapara, in other words, a lack of bringing karbanos, is not ma'akev the kohanim for eating shum. What does that mean? Kidasanya. So the pasuk says, right, uva hashemesh vitoher. So the pasuk says that in order for a person who's tameh, right, whether he was a zav, whether he was a mitzor, whatever he was, a person who's tameh, in order for him to be able to go eat truma, he needs to wait for the sun to set, and only then does he become completely tar, which would allow him to partake in kachim and truma and various things like that. So the Gemara says, bias shimsho ma'akavtu milachol b'truma v'in kaparasu ma'akavtu milachol b'truma. The only thing that's holding you back from eating truma is the sun setting. Let's call it tful yom. Tful yom means if a person goes to the mikvah, let's say a person was tameh, and then he's 7 days of tumah rap, he goes to the mikvah. So the halacha is he's not 100% tar until the sun sets on that day. Meaning at the end of the day, so for the duration of that day, he's called a tful yom. Once that day finishes, so then he's completely tar. He's allowed to eat shum. He's allowed to eat everything. So we say that what?
So are we talking about
aleph? What?
So are we talking about
aleph? Talking about what?
Aleph.
olives?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I forgot that. Okay. So in other words, the pasuk says that only the sun setting is going to be ma'akev him, but his lack of kabar. Let's say the guy failed to bring karbanos. He's called a mechusar kipurim, right? In other words, he has to bring his karbanos. That's not going to be ma'akev his ability to eat truma. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Who said that when the pasuk says that the sun is setting, that means that, in other words, the word zuvah hashemesh, who says that means the sun is setting, and that the word vitar means that the day is being purified. In other words, that the day is ending. Maybe when the pasuk says uvah hashemesh, it means that the sun is rising. In other words, in the next morning, the morning of the eighth day, and you have to really wait until the next morning in order to eat truma. And maybe vitar does not refer to the day being purified, but rather refers to the person being purified, and that would imply that you actually have to bring your karbanos before you're able to eat truma, which is against what the Gemara just said before. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila imkain, if that was true, lemakra viyitar. My vitar. In other words, if that was the case, that the pasuk was really telling you that it's a mechus, in other words, that the person is lacking kapar, he has to put his karbanos, then he has to wait till the next morning. The pasuk should have said viyitar. Viyitar means and you will be purified. Vitar is a tzivui vitar, and you must purify yourself. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? That means tar yoma kedamri enche yarav shimsha v'idke yoma. It's like the expression goes, when the sun sets, the day is purified. It's an expression. In other words, it doesn't mean that you have to purify yourself. It just means that when the day quote unquote is purified, that's when you become Torah, that you're able to eat truma now. It doesn't mean that I have to wait to bring my karbanos to eat truma, even if I haven't brought my karbanos yet, but the sun has already set. I'm no longer a tful yom, and now I'm allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara says, Bemarava in Eretz Yisrael, Hod Rabba Bar Rav Shila lo Shmuel, who didn't hear about this statement of Rabba Bar Rav Shila, Ubo Lami Boy, so they posed it as a question. Hayuva Hashemesh Bias Shimshahu, my Vitara Tara Yoma, Oduma Bias Orahu, my Vitara Tara Gav. Now there's an exact question that we just addressed before, and Eretz Yisrael didn't hear about Rabba Bar Rav Shila's statement, so they posed it as a suffix, but had to read this pasuk. So the Gemara says, Vahadar Pashtu Lami Boy, so they resolved it based on a brisa. The brisa says also later on, Simon Ladavar Tesa Kochavim. The Gemara is going to talk about later on that a way to remember when the time to eat truma is, or the earliest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, is based on Tzeisah Kochavim. So since Tzeisah Kochavim is the time that you're allowed to say Shema, and therefore, it, based on our Mishnah, is also the time that Kohanim would eat truma, you clearly see that the pasuk says Uvah Hashemesh, it means the sun setting, because Tzeisah Kochavim is right after sun, it's right after Shkia, right, or somewhat after Shkia. So therefore, the assumption is that when the pasuk says Biyah Shemesh, when it says Uvah Hashemesh, it's referring to the sun setting, referring to the day being purified, as opposed to the person purifying himself. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Amar Mar, Mishasha Kohanim Nichlasin Lecho B'Trumasa." So that was again Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah that the earliest time to say Shema was when the Kohanim go to eat Truma. So the Gemara asks, "In a minute, we have a contradictory brisa. Meima say Kohen Shema Bar. Then Mishahani Nichnas Lecho Pito B'Melachat Shasho Milipatim Mitoch Sudaso." Right. So this brisa says that the time that you're allowed to say Shema is from when the poor person goes and dunks his bread into salt until he gets up from his meal. So that seems to be a totally different time than what our Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, "Seifa Vade Pliga Masnisen Reisha Milim Pliga Masnisen." So the Seifa is definitely against the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah over here says that what that. In other words, Seifa here refers to the latest time. The end time, according to this brisa, is for when the Ani stops eating his meal. That's for sure going to be before Tzeis, right? Because in the times of the Gemara, no one was eating after Tzeis, because once it got dark outside, you went to sleep. So clearly, getting up from your meal is before Tzeis HaKochavim. But the question is, what about the start time for Kriya Shema? Right? When the Mishnah says that the earliest time for Shema is when the Kohanim go to eat their Truma, so the Gemara is asking, should we say that that's against this brisa, which says that the earliest time for Shema is when the Ani goes to dip his bread in salt? So the Gemara says, lo, Ani v'chol yichadshu. No, really, there's no machlokas here. These are just two different ways of saying the same thing. These are two different expressions of the same zman. They're just expressing different with different, you know, different terminologies. So the Gemara asks again, Reminu, Meimas Hamaschil Likros Kriyashma Barvis, Mishashim Neadam, Nichnasin Lechopitan Barvis, Abasos Devere Meir, Vachachamim Omer, Mishasha Kohanim, Zakayan Lechobichumasa, similar to Vartes, Akochavim. Right? So this Bryce says, when's the earliest time to say Shema? So according to Reb Meir, it's from when the time that people eat their bread on Erev Shabbos, right? Which is going to be significantly earlier, right? Because again, at times of the Gemara, once it got dark outside, you didn't do anything, right? That's the whole discussion about davening early, making early Shabbos. It's not really the context of this Gemara so much, but based on that, so Rameir says people used to eat their meals earlier on Friday night than the rest of the week. But the Chachamim say no, that the earliest time to say Shema is from when the Kohanim are zakai. In other words, they acquire their truma to be able to eat their truma. And the way to remember that is to say Zakochav. According to the Chachamim, that's the time that you're allowed to say Shema. The Alpha Pisha in Raya Ladavar Zecha, even though there's no explicit pasuk, at least in Torah, in Chumash, that indicates this, but there's a remez to it based on a pasuk from Ksuvim, a pasuk from Sefer Nechemiah. The pasuk says Shenemar, Anachnu Osim Bam Lacha Vechitzim Machzikim Bar Machim Me'alus HaShachar Atzei Zakochavim. The Omer V'Hayolenu Halayla Mishmer V'Hayom Lachlub. So we are describing the various people who are involved in in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah. And the Pesukim say that they were involved in work and they were holding spears and shovels and whatever in their hands from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis. And then the next pasuk goes on to say in Sefer Nehemiah, it says that the night was the Mishmar, was the time of the watch, and the day we did Malacha. So the implication of this pasuk seems to be that they were doing work, that the spectrum of day to night is Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochav. That's the pasuk sounds like in Nehemiah. So the Gemara asks, Maiva Omer, why do we need the second pasuk for it? The Chitema Michi Arva Shimsha Leil Yehu Ve'inu Demachashke Umekadme. Maybe you'll say no. Really, the nighttime starts at Shkia, right? It starts when the sun sets. So how come the pasuk says in Nehemiah that they were working from Alos until Tzeis? Because these guys were crazy. They were working really long hours. They right. They got up really early and went to bed really late, so they were working really long hours. No. Tashma Vayelano Leil Mishmar V'Hayom Malacha. No. You see from this pasuk, it's not true. That's really the boundaries of day and night. It's not just that they were working crazy long hours. They were working from morning until evening. That's the Hagdara. That's the definition of day and night is from Alos until Tzeis and not from, let's say, from Nitz until Shkia. So the Gemara then asks, Kasalka, the Gemara says, Kasalka Daitach to Ani Ibn Adam Chad Shiru. One could have suggested, one could have thought that the Shiru we gave before for the Ani, when the Ani dips his bread in salt, and for the regular people we mentioned before, according to Reb Meir, when they dip their bread on Erev Shabbos, one could have suggested that's the same thing. The Iyamar Ani V'chomei Chad Shiru, if you're going to tell me, though, that the Ani and when the Kohanim eat their Truma is the same Shir, so then the question is obviously going to be Chachamim Hainu Rabbi Meir. So that means that the Shita of the Chachamim argue on Reb Meir, and now they're going to tell me, you're going to turn around and tell me that they're really saying the same thing. So obviously, it's not feasible to say that the Shir for when the Kohanim get their Truma, when the Ani dips his bread and salt, are obviously not going to be at the same time. So the Gemara says, "Elish Mamina, Ani Shiru the Chod v'Kohen Shiru l'Chadash." So don't you see therefore that the Ani and the Kohen are two separate Shiru? The Gemara says, "Lo, it's not true. Ani v'Kohen Chad Shiru. Really, at the same time. But Ani Ubnei Adam Lav Chad Shiru. But when it comes to the case of the Ani dipping his bread versus regular people dipping their bread on Erev Shabbos, those are in fact two distinct Shiru." So the Gemara then asks, "If Ani v'Kohen Chad Shiru is really true that an Ani and the Kohen are the same time?" Ureminu Meimasai Maschilin Likros Shema Ba'arvin Misha Shekidesh Ayom Ba'arvin Shabbos. So it's different. Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the earliest time to say Shema is from the time that you're Makadesh Shabbos and Yantin, which presumably is going to be at Shkia. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mishasha Shehakohanim Mitoharim Lecho B'Truma. Some of the Kohanim are purified to be able to eat their Truma, which again would also seem to be Shkia, because we mentioned before that a Tful Yom is a person who waits for the sun to set. So once the sun sets, presumably he's going to be tar to be able to eat Truma. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishasha Kohanim Tovlin Lecho B'Truma. And even earlier Shir, he says when they go to the mikvah to eat their Truma, which is clearly going to be before the sun sets, because you have to have gone to the mikvah and come out of the mikvah before Shkia in order for you to be tar that night to eat Truma. So Rabbi Meir's Shir presumably is much earlier than Shkia. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda v'halo Kohanim iba odiyom him tovlin. What do you mean? This is what we just said. Rabbi Yehuda turns to Rabbi Meir and says, what do you mean the Kohanim tovel during the day? You can't say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis when it's still daytime. So Rabbi Chanina Omer, Mishasha Ani Nichnas Lecho Pito Bemelach. So that's what we mentioned before also. When the Ani dips his bread in salt, that's the time that you could say Shema. Rabbi Achai v'amri lo Rabbi Acha Omer, Mishasha Rov Bnei Adam Nichnas and Lasni. When the majority of people in the world are sitting down to eat dinner, that's the time that you're allowed to say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. So the Gemara says, one second, the Amar Ani v'chomi chad shiurahu, if you're going to tell me that the Zman for when the Ani eats his food and when the Kohanim get their Truma at the same time, so then it turns out Rabbi Chanina Hainu Rabbi Yoshua, like we said before, right? These Shiurim are all going to be the same thing. So the Gemara says, oh, well, Shema Mina, Shiura Dani, Lechav Shiur, Lechav Shiur, Lechav Shiur. So therefore you see that the Shiurim of the Ani and the Shiurim of the Kohen are really two distinct Shiurim. Fine. So the Gemara now asks, okay, fine, so they're two distinct Shiurim, but Hemi and Ayam Uchar, which of those Shiurim is later and which is earlier? So the Gemara says, Mistabra Dani Mu'uchar. It makes sense that the Shiur of the Ani is later than the Shiur of the Kohen. Why? The Iyam or Dani Mukta, they're going to tell me that the Shiur of the Ani is earlier, so then Rabbi Chanina Hainu Rabbi Eliezer, right? Then it turns out that Rabbi Chanina Shita, when the Ani is dipping his bread in salt, is going to turn out to be the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer, who said that the earliest time is when you're Makadi Shabbos and Yontif. So the Gemara says, oh, Allah Shmamina, Dani Mucher Shmamina. So therefore you see that the Zman of the Ani is really later than the Zman of the Kohan. So the Gemara says, Amar Li Rabbi Yehuda v'halo Kohanim ibod Yom Him Tovlin, right? This is Rabbi Yehuda's Taina against Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the earliest time to say Shema is when the Kohanim go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? They go to the mikvah during the day. How can you say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis when it's still daytime outside? So the Gemara says, Shabir Kamar Li Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir. That was a good Taina. It was a good question that Rabbi Yehuda had against Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, how did Rabbi Meir respond to Rabbi Yehuda? He would say the following: Misvaras Dana Bin Ashmashus Didachka Amina. Do you think I was talking about your definition of Bin Ashmashus? No, Ana Bin Ashmashus to Rabbi Yosi coming. I was talking about Rabbi Yosi's Bin Ashmashus. Dama Rabbi Yosi Bin Ashmashus Karefayin. Zeh Nichnas Vezeh Yotzei V'Yevsher Lamod Olav. Rabbi Yosi's Shita Bin Ashmashus is literally it's blink. It's 1 second, right? It's here and then it's gone. As opposed to according to Rabbi Meir Shita Bin Ashmashus, which seems to be a little bit of a longer break. Again, how long that is? 18 minutes, 22 minutes, whatever the exact shear is, it's definitely longer than just 1 second, right? So he says, I hold like Rabbi Yossi. So that means that the second that it's Be'erash Mashrus, it's already nighttime, because you know, 1 second after Be'erash Mashrus, it's already considered to be night. So the Gemara says, Kasha de Rameir, Adi Rameir. So now we seem to have a stira within Rameir, because earlier Rameir said that what? That the time to say Shema is from when the people go in to eat their bread on Erev Shabbos, which is going to be a later Zman than that of the Kohanim. And here we're saying from the time they go to the mikvah, right? So the time they go to the mikvah, it's still daytime. So that's clearly going to be earlier than when the Kohanim are getting their Shema. So the Gemara says, you're right. Trey Tanai, I'll leave it to Rameir. It's a famous answer. The Gemara always you know, gives these kind of answers. I mean, there were two different versions of what Rameir said, meaning two different Talmidim of Rameir heard two different things, and they reported it differently, so there was just confusion about what Rameir actually held. So the Gemara says, okay, now Kasha de Rabbi Eliezer, Rather Rabbi Eliezer. We also have a stira within Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah and the Brisa. Again, whether the shear is going to be until it says when the Kohanim get their Shema, or whether it's going to be, as we said in the Brisa over here, to be Makari Shabbos Nehata, which is going to be significantly earlier than Tzeis HaKohanim. So once again, the Gemara says, Trey Tanai, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. That's one answer. V'i Bayasema, Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer. It could be that the start time is not the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and when the Mishnah said Div Rabbi Eliezer, that was only referring to the end time. In other words, Tzeis HaKohanim, that's Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, when the Kohanim go to eat their Truma is not Rabbi Eliezer, Atzofa Shmura Rishona would be Rabbi Eliezer. That's the second answer in the Gemara. Fine. Now the Mishnah said Atzofa Shmura, that the end time is going to be until the end of the first watch. So the Gemara says, Maika Sava Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer holding? Ika Sava Shalosh Mishmaros Havi Halayla. If he holds the night is divided up into three separate watches, so then Lema Ad Arba Shos. He should have just said that you have until the fourth hour of the night to say Shema. The Ika Sava Arba Mishmaros Havi Halayla. If he holds that it's four watches, so then Lema Ad Shalosh Shos. He should have said you have until the third hour. So why does he say this vague expression that you have Ad Atzofa Shmura Rishona? So the Gemara says, the Ika Sava Shalosh Mishmaros Havi Halayla. Really, he holds that the night is broken up into three watches. V'hakamashma teaching you the Ika Mishmaros Barakia, the Ika Mishmaros Ba'ara, that there are watches in the heavens and there are watches on earth. The Sanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Shalosh Mishmaros Havi Halayla, V'yalkol Mishmaru Mishmar, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shoei Kari. During each watch of the night, Hashem roars like a lion. Shem, it says in Yirmiyah, Hashem Mimarom Yishagu Mimon Kacho Yitin Kolo Sha'og Yishagal Mavel. The Pasuk says that Hashem roars from his abode and he gives his voice from where he sits, where he lives. The similar davar, so the way to remember which Mishmar is which, Mishmar Rishona Chamor No'er. During the first watch, the donkey brays. Shnia, during the second watch, klavim tzoak, and the dogs bark. Shlisha, during the third watch, tinok yonek mishdeimo, the baby nurses from the mother of Yishma Separes and Baila, and the wife speaks with her husband. So the Gemara asks, my kachashiv Rebbe Eliezer, what's Rebbe Eliezer holding? Itchilas mishmaros kachashiv, if he's calculating the beginning of the Mishmar, in other words, if the way he's going to figure out what the latest time for his Kriya Shema is going to be based on the beginning of the Mishmar, so then kachashiv tchilas mishmar and rishona, simana lamali. So then, I don't understand, in other words, if he's calculating based on the beginning of Mishmar, so then Tchila Mishmar Rishona Simana Lamali Ortehu, right? The beginning of the first Mishmar is clearly going to still be is going to be considered nighttime. So if he's going to calculate based on the beginning of the Mishmaros, so why did he have to say the Atzofa Shmura Rishona? That's Laila. So for sure you could say Kriya Shema. And Isof Mishmaros Kachashiv, if he was calculating based on the end of the Mishmaros, so Isof Mishmar Acharona Lamali Simana. Why does the end of the last Mishmar need a Simen? Yamamu, that's for sure daytime already, right? So in other words, Miman of Shach, why does the Gemara have to give you a Simen either for the first Mishmar or for the third Mishmar? So the Gemara says Elachashiv Sof Mishmar Rishona Utchilas Mishmar Acharona. The emtsa is the emtsa isa. In other words, he calculates the end of the first mishmar, the beginning of the third mishmar, and the middle of the middle mishmar. The iba yisema kulu sof mishmar as kachashiv, or Rabbi Eliezer calculates all the end of each of the three mishmaros. The chitema acharona lo tzarech. He'll tell me what do you mean. So if that's true, then why do you need a simin for the end of the third mishmar? Because that's clearly daytime already. Gemara says l'mayin afkamina l'mikre kriya shema l'man deganei b'vayisafel v'lo yodas man kriya shema imas. He says that let's say a guy's living in a dark house and he has no windows. He has no idea if it's daytime yet. So he's trying to figure out am I still allowed to say Shema? So Kavan to Isha Misaparis and Bible didn't wish to emo, Lakum Likre. Once the wife speaks with her husband and the baby is nursing, you know it's already in the morning, they can get up and say Kriya Shema Shal Shachar. That's a simon. For a person who's stuck in a house where he has no way of knowing whether it's daytime yet, so that's a simon. That's a way for him to figure out if it's daytime. Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Mishmei Darav Gimel Mishmaros Havei Alayla. We said before that the Lanai is broken up into three Mishmaros. V'yalko Mishmar Mishmar Yoshev Hakadosh Baruch Hu V'shoei Kari. Hashem roars like a lion. Va'omer, and he says, Oy Levanim Sheba Avonosem Hecharavti Esbeisi V'saravti Esheichali V'heglesem Levein Umos Ha'olam. Woe that my children in their sins they've destroyed my Beis Hamikdash, they've burnt my Heichal, and they've been exiled amongst the nations. Tani Amar Rabbi Yosi Pamachas Yisim Mahalik Madarcha was going on the road. V'nichnasdi L'churva Achas Mechurvos Yerushalayim L'Hispal. Went into one of the ruins of Yerushalayim to daven. Ba'eliyozar zocher latov, v'shamar li al pesach, he waited for me, or he guarded me by the entrance of the ruin, at shesiyamti tefilas, until I finished davening, v'achar shesiyamti tefilas, when I finished, amar li, he said to me, shalom alecha, Rebbe, right, he greeted me, right, so I greeted him, he greeted me, v'amar tilim, I said to him, shalom alecha, Rebbe, you mori, v'amar li, he said to me, b'ni, mipnei ma nichneses l'churva, so why did you enter this ruin? Amar tilim, I said, l'hispala, I want to go daven, v'amar li, he said to me, hayo l'cha l'hispala baderech, he says, you should have davened on the road, v'amar tilim, I said to him, misyare hayisi shema yafsiku bi over edrachim, I was afraid that I would get stopped by passerby, whether that means bandits, or whether it means he would be disturbed during his davening, right? He says, I was afraid to daven on the road. V'amar li, he said to me, hayo l'cha l'hispala tefila k'tzari, you should have davened in a bridged version of davening. You'll see the Gemara's later on, in the third paragraph, where the Gemara's talking about tefilas havineinu, which is essentially in a bridged version of Shmona Esrei. So he says, if you're in some kind of very, very pressed situation where you can't daven for whatever reason, you can't daven the full Shmona Esrei, whatever is full tefila, you have to abridge your Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara says, ba'osa shal, lamati mimenu, shlosha derma. I learned three things from Eliyahu there. Lamati, number one, she'ein nechnas and lechorva, number one, don't enter a ruin. For lamati, I learned shemispal lin bederech, that you're allowed to daven on the road if you need to. And number three, for lamati, shemispal bederech, mispal tefilas. If you're daven on the road, you have to daven in a bridged version of tefila. The Amar li, and Eliyahu said to me, b'ni, ma kol shemati b'churva, what voice did you hear in the ruin? For Amarti lo, I said to him, shemati baskol sheminahemes kiyon, I heard a baskol that was cooing like a dove, the omeres, and it was saying, oy levonim sheba avonotei mecherafti, es besi v'sarafti es echali, v'heglesim levinumus, that's the baskol that we said before, that comes out every day. So of Amar li, Eliyahu said to me, chayecha v'chayir ushecha, right, he swore by him and by the life, by his life, lo shazo b'vayil omeres kach, not only, this was not a one-time thing, ela b'chol yom v'yom sholosh p'am omeres kach, right, this baskol comes out three times a day, every day, lo zo b'vad, when Klal Yisrael go to the base medrash, base kness, and they answer, "Amen." Yehi Shmei Rabba, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Menaneh Arosh. Hashem nods his head; he affirms what they say. The Omer, and he says, "Ashrei Hamelach Shemekalsin Oso Beveso Kach." He says, "Praiseworthy is the king who is praised, who is lauded in his house like this." Malo La'av Shehigla Esbana Va'Elohem Levanim Shegalum Yal Shulchan Aviyim. Right? That woe to the father that had to exile his children, and woe to us that we have to be exiled from the table of our father, from Hakadosh Baruch. Fine. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana. Mipnei shlosha devarim ein nechnasin lechor. There are three reasons why a person should not enter a ruin. Number one, mipnei chashad. Chashad refers to the fact that there's a fear that people are going to think that you're having an affair. Mipnei hamapolis. There's a chashad that the chor is going to collapse and kill you. And mipnei hamazikim, because of damages, because of demons. The Gemara says, mipnei chashad v'tepuk le'mishem hamapolis. Why don't we just say that the issue is that it's going to collapse and it's going to kill you? So the Gemara says, abechadati. We're talking about a new churva, which is almost like a stira in terms, because a churva means it's a ruin. It's old, but basically it's a new building, which is, there's no fear it's going to collapse, but there's still this issue of chashad. The tape of glim yishum azik, and why don't we say that there's an issue of demons? Gemara says betray. We're talking about where you're with two people. So the Gemara says e betray if you're with two people. So then chashad nami leka. Then there's not even an issue of chashad of znus, because we know that there's no issur of yichud for two men and a woman. So the Gemara says no, betray you preach it. The two men are happen to be prutzim. If they're prutzim, so halacha is if you're not an adam kasher, again, the big machlokes we showed him what that means to be an adam kasher. Yeah, but if you're not an adam kasher, so then you could be 100 men and one woman, and that would still constitute yichud. So the Gemara says v'neha mazika and v'tepo glim. Right. So again, why is the fear only based on demons? Why don't we say that the issue is that we're either afraid I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says betray ukshere. Right? If we're talking about two kosher people, so then there's no issue of chashad and no issue of mazikin. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a new ruin, so there's no issue of mapolis, it's not going to fall down. And we're talking about two kosher people, so there's no chashad. So the Gemara says, I betray mazikin nami leka. But if you have two people, there's no issue of mazikin either. So the Gemara says, no, bimkoman chayishinan. Koman means if you're going onto their turf, you're going to areas where demons hang out, like in ruins, so even when you're going with two people, there's an issue. Now, the truth is that if you look in the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara talks about zugos, even numbers are bad for demons. So the Gemara says explicitly that two are bad for demons. So this Gemara apparently doesn't assume that way. This Gemara assumes that minastam, two people with demons actually circumvents the problem of demons unless you go to their area where they hang out, so then it's going to be problematic. Maybe the case is really one person and you're going to a new ruin, so there's no issue of mapoles. But what happened to the issue of chashad? So the Gemara says the kai bedavra, the hasa mishum chashad lika, the ish bedavra lo shchicha mishum mazikin ika. So there, if you're out in the middle of the field, so then there's no chashad there. There's no one's going to assume that you're having an affair, because the assumption is that women don't generally go out to the field, as opposed to mazikin, which do hang out in the field. So therefore, there would still be an issue of demons in that case. Gemara says Tana Rabban, Arlo Mishmaros Heve Halal Divrei Rebbe Reb Nosson Omer Shal. So again, machlokas we mentioned before, whether the nice split up into four or three parts. So the Gemara says my time of the Reb Nosson.
Dichsiv, Pasuk says in Sefer Shoftim, Vayavo Gidon Umea Ish Asher Ito B'Ktzeh HaMachaneh, Rosha Ashmoras HaTichona. So it says Gidon comes with 100 men to the edge of the camp at the beginning of the watch of the Tichona. So what does that mean? The word says Tana, in Tichona, Ela Sheyesh Lefaneha Ula Achara. The word Tichona means the middle. It implies there's something before and after, so that implies the middle of the night, which therefore imply that there are only three watches in the night, because you can't have a middle number when you have an even number. So the Gemara says, the Rebbe my tichon. How does Rebbe understand what the word tichon means? He says achas mena tichon sheba tichon is one of the middle watches. In other words, you could have two middle watches, right? One of the two. For Rebbe Nasan, miksiv tichon sheba tichonos tichonos. He says tichonos. If it just says the word tichon, which implies the middle watch, and therefore there are really only three watches and not four. So the Gemara says, my time of the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe think that there are four watches at night? Amr Rebbe Zvika, Amr Rebbe Ami, Amr Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Kasev echad. Amr Pasuk says in Tehillim, chatzos laila akum lahodos lecha al mishpatei tzedakah. David HaMelech says, I got up in the middle of the night, chatzos laila, to praise you, Hashem, for your justice, for your mishpatim. The kasev echad. Amr, it also says in Tehillim, kadmu einai ashmuros. It says that my eyes preceded the watches. So what does that mean? The Gemara says, haketzad, arba mishmaros havei alayla. So according to Rebbe, there are four watches at night. Rebbe Nasan savar laka Rebbe Yeshua. This not Rebbe Yeshua Omer ad shalosh shows shekein derech melachim lama b'shalosh shows. So according to Rebbe Yeshua, right, the latest time, let's say, for Kriyas Shema Shacharis is the third hour into the morning. Why? Because that's the time when Malachim, when the kings get up, it's the third hour in the day. Therefore, that's the latest time that you can say Shema in the morning. So the Gemara says, Shis Delelya, Vetarte Diyamama, Havu Lehu Shtei B'Shmara. So you take the 6 hours of night plus the two of day, because again, that's the latest time to say Shema in the morning. That totals two Mishmaros. That's two Mishmaros of 4 hours each. Ravashi Amar Mishmaru Palanami Mishmaros Karelu. Ravashi holds no, a Mishmar and a half, even though you don't have the full Mishmar accounted for. He says we consider that like two Mishmaros also, even though technically speaking it's not a full Mishmar. We consider that like two full Mishmaros anyway. The Amar Rabbi Zvika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ain Omrin Bifnei Hames Ela Dvarav Shalmei. So a person is not permitted to speak in front of a dead body except for things that pertain to the burial and pertain to the mace. That's only true when it comes to Divrei Torah, meaning you're not allowed to speak Divrei Torah in front of a mace unless the Divrei Torah are specifically relevant to the mace. Avo Mile Da Amalisa, but if you just stop speaking about anything that's not Divrei Torah related, then anything goes. The Ego Dharma says, no, Dafka the opposite. Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Lo Amr Ela Afilu with Divrei Torah, Kol Shekivin Yudam. The other version says, no, Divrei Torah is not okay, and Kal V'Chomer, other things are not okay either, unless they're directly relevant to the mace. So the Gemara asks, V'David Befalga Delelya Havakai, Meorta Havakai. He says, is it really true that David got up in the middle of the night? David, the Pasuk indicates in Mishlei, got up already the evening before. The Chesiv, it says, Kidamti Baneshef V'Ishaveya. Pasuk says that I got up Baneshef, which the Gemara seems to assume means the evening, and I pleaded with Hashem. So the Gemara says, one second, in my dahai neshef ortu, how do you know that the word neshef implies the evening? Dichsev, it says, b'neshef b'erev yom b'ishon layla v'afeila. It says in Mishlei, it says that I got up b'neshef b'erev yom, which means I got up in the evening, and then I stayed up in the middle of the night. So Amar Ravoshi, Amar Rabbi Acha, hachi ka'amar, me'olam lo avar alai chatzos layla b'sheina. What the Gemara means is that David never slept through a chatzos layla, meaning he was always awake come chatzos layla. Rab Zera Amar ad chatzos layla haya misnamnim kesus. He would sleep like a horse until chatzos, which is the basis for what the halach in Shulchan Aruch writes, that the only way you could say all Berachos HaShachar is if you slept for 30 minutes. The Gemara makes the comparison to a horse. That's the same kind of sleep that David slept. Mikan ve'elach haim is gaber kari. He would get up like a lion afterwards, and he would daven, he would learn. Rav Ashi Amar ad chatzos layla haya osig b'divrei Torah. He would learn until chatzos. Mikan ve'elach b'shiros v'tishbachos. And then he would say to Hillim, he would do shiros v'tishbachos to Hashem afterwards. So the Gemara asks, v'neshev or to who? Is it really true the word neshev means the evening? Ha'neshev tzafru. Neshev is the morning. Dichsev v'yakim David me'haneshev v'ad ha'erev l'machar asam. It says that David struck down Midian from the neshev until the erev. So obviously neshev to erev doesn't mean erev to erev. So the Gemara says, my lav mitzafra v'alil. Doesn't that mean from the morning until the evening? So the Gemara says, lo, me'orta v'yador. It means from the evening of the previous day to the evening of the next day. So the Gemara asks, i'ha'achi lichtov me'haneshev v'yad ha'neshev v'me'ha'erev v'yad ha'erev. So why was the puzzle consistent? It either said neshev to neshev or erev. Why did it say from neshev to erev? Ella Amar Rava, Trei Nashve Havu, Neshef Lelya Vase Yamama, Neshef Yamama Vase Lelya. Neshef basically refers to a transition period. It's either the morning going into the evening or the evening going into the morning. It's referring to one of those two times. So the Gemara asks, V'Davin Mihava Yada Palga De Lelya Imas? Could David have possibly known when Chatzos HaLayla was? That's right. Hashda Moshe Rabbeinu lo hava yada dechsev ka Chatzos HaLayla ani yotzei besoch Mitzrayim. Right, the Pasuk in Parshas Bo says, right, that Moshe says, Hashem is going to strike, he's going to inflict Machas Bechoros ka Chatzos HaLayla, at approximately Chatzos. So my ka Chatzos, what does that mean? Ilema da'amar le'kotcher b'richu ka Chatzos, if it means that Hashem said to him, that's going to happen at around Chatzos. So the Gemara says, Mi'ika sveika kamishma, what do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is besafik when Chatzos is? Ela da'amar le'ba Chatzos, Hashem said it's going to be definitively at Chatzos. Va'asa yu va'amar kachatzos, but Moshe said it's going to be at around chatzos. Alma misapkale. So therefore, you see that Moshe didn't really know exactly what chatzos was. The David have a yada. So how on earth would David know when, if Moshe didn't know what chatzos was? How would David know when chatzos was? So the Gemara says David simana have. David had a way to know when chatzos was. The Amar Rav Acha bar Biz, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Kinar hayatol lemalam imitaso shal David. There was a harp that was suspended above David's bed. V'chemet shehigia chatzos laila baruach tzvonis and osheves bo'menagin meilav. The northern wind would come and blow on the harp, and it would play by itself. Miyada yo'omid va'osik batorat she'olam od ha'shachar. David would then get up and learn Torah until alos ha'shachar. Kevan she'olam od ha'shachar, nichnesu chachmei Yisrael ha'slom. The Chachamim would come to him and ask him shaylas. Amru Adoneinu HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael Shvicha Parnasa. The people would come to David and they would say, Kal Yisrael needs Parnasa. Amar Lehem Lechu Vehis Parnasu. Let them go and support each other. Let them go do business with each other. Amru Lo In Hakometz Masviya Esari Vein Abor Mismalei Michul Yaso. Those expressions mean that the handful won't satisfy the lion and the pit can't be filled up with its own dirt. In other words, we don't have any money to go around. So how are we going to support each other? Right? If the starting point is that Kal Yisrael has no money. So he says, oh, go do business with each other. So they say back to him, yeah, but we don't have any money to begin with. So how are we going to support each other? We don't have any money. So Amar Lemi says, "Lechu pashtu yedichem abigdur." He says, "Go and take from the spoils of all the wars that we've done and get money that way." So miyad yovatzem ba'achitofel. So they consulted his Rebbe Achitofel. V'nimlachin v'sanhedrin. They consulted the Sanhedrin. V'shol in beurim v'tumim, and they inquired of the urim v'tumim to figure out what was the proper course of action. So Amar of Yosef, Maikra v'acharei Achitofel b'nayo v'niyohoyada v'avyasar v'tzar tzavol lemelech Yoav. Right. So the pasuk talks about the various people who were in the ranks of David's army and the various people that David consulted with. After Achitofel, right, in rank was Benayo ben Yehoyada, who was the head of the army, then was Evyasar HaKoin, and then Yoav, who was a general of the army. So Achitofel Zeyowitz, he was the advisor. V'chein Omer, the pasuk says, Va'atzas Achitofel asher ya'atz bayamim ha'im kasher yish'al b'dvar ha'elokim. So Achitofel was the person that David went to for advice. Benayo ben Yehoyada Zeh Sanhedrin, that refers to the people on the Sanhedrin, because he was the Av Bezdin. The Evyasar Elu Urim V'tumim, because he was the Kohen, he wore the Urim V'tumim, therefore Evyasar refers to the Urim V'tumim. V'chein Omer, Benayo ben Yehoyada la'krisi v'la'plesi. He was in charge of the archers and slingers, meaning the people who were in the army. V'lama nikra shemam kresi, please. Why are they called that? Kresi means shekorsim divrehem. It means that their words were cut. And plesi means shem muflaim b'divrehem. In other words, they were very good at what they did. In other words, they were able to kill exactly what they needed to kill, and they were able, you know, they were very professional at the way they went about doing what they did. V'acharkach, then it says tzar tzval l'melech Yoav. Right, then the next person in line was Yoav, who was a general of the army. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Barada, V'amri l'Amar Rav Yitzchak Bereda, Rav Idi. My kra, how do we know that Yoav was a general? So right, the pasuk says urach vodi urah neva v'chinor ira shachar. So this pasuk is going back on the gemara we had earlier, right, talking about how do we know that David HaMelech got up by chatzos, or the harp woke him up. The pasuk says in Tehillim that David basically woke up the morning. He got up before the morning. So therefore we see that he got up by chatzos halayla. Rab Zera Amar Moshe liolam hava yada. So really Moshe knew exactly what chatzos was. For David nami hava yada, and David also knew what chatzos was. V'chevin the David hava yada kinor lama. So if David knew when chatzos was, so why didn't he need a harp for? So the Gemara says la asura mishnasi. It was an alarm clock. It was there in order to wake him up. V'chevin the Moshe hava yada lama leila mimer kachatzos. So if Moshe knew when chatzos was, why did he have to say kachatzos to Paro? So the Gemara says Moshe kasaver shema yitu it's tagmini Paro v'yom Moshe badayu. Right. So in other words, he was afraid that the astrologers of Paro would miss the boat. They would be off by a minute. And they would call Moshe. They would call him a liar. To Amar Mar, Limed Lashoncha Lomar Ini Yodeh. The Gemara says it's based on a Mishnah that Maseches Derech Eretz. A person should always accustom himself to saying I don't know. Shema Tizbad Vetochas. Because if a person says, oh, I know where something is, it turns out that he made it up. So someone might catch him in his lie. Right. So it's always a good idea if you're not sure where something is. You know, better to err on the side of caution. Better safe than sorry. Rav Ashi Amar Befalga Orta Ditzleisar Nageyar Beisar Havakai. It was the night of the 13th, going into the 14th of Nisan. V'Hachi Ka Amar Moshe Li Yisrael. Amar Akar. So kachatzos, according to this part, doesn't mean like chatzos. It means just like it's chatzos right now, tomorrow night at the same time, that's when you're going to leave Mitzrayim. That's what kachatzos means. Pasuk says in Tehillim, "LeDavid shamra nashi ki chaserani." David says that Hashem should guard my soul, for I am pious. So the Gemara says, "Levi v'Rabbi Yitzchak." What does this pasuk mean? Chadam or kachem or dalav me'akadosh baruch hu. Ribono shalolam. Lo chaserani shekol malchei mizrach umayrav shena mashalu shows va'ani chatzos laila akum lahodos lecha. All the other kings sleep until the third hour of the day. I get up in the middle of the night to praise you. The idach, the other sheeta says, what does this pasuk mean? Kacham or dalav me'akadosh baruch hu. Ribono shalolam. Lo chaserani shekol malchei mizrach umayrav yoshim agudos agudos bichvodam. All the other kings sit, you know, on their thrones. They sit together, and you know, they just kind of sit there, and everyone else takes care of all the dirty work. I sit and do the dirty work. I get my hands dirty with the blood of damida and with the blood of placentas and fetuses and things like that in order to make a woman tahora to live with her husband. And anything I paskin on, so I always consult Mifivoshes, his Rebbe, before I give a final psak halacha. Right. The Mifivoshes Rebbe. V'omer lo Mifivoshes Rebbe. Yafa danti, yafa chiyavti, yafa zikisi, yafa tiharti, yafa timesi, v'lo boshti. I'm never embarrassed to ask him if I paskin correctly. Amr Bishubari Ravi, the Mikra, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Va'adabarava id vosecha negan melachim velo evosh. I spoke my laws in front of kings and I wasn't embarrassed. The Gemara says, Tana, lo mifivoshes, shemo ela ishboshes. His real name was Ishboshes, v'lama nikra shemo mifivoshes, shayim mevayish p'nei David b'alacha. He basically showed up David in halacha, so to speak. He was mevayish, he knew more in halacha than David did. L'fichach, zacha David, v'yotzen menu killa. Because David basically lowered himself in front of his Rebbe mifivoshes, he was zochet to have a child like killa. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, lo killa. Because he was greater than Mephibosheth. So in other words, David's kid, because David humbled himself in front of his Rebbe Mephibosheth in terms of halacha, he had a child who was zochet to be greater in halacha than his Rebbe Mephibosheth was. For Allah Amar Shlomo, Shlomo says in Mishlei, Bini im chacham lebecha yismach li bigamati. He says, my son, if your heart is wise, I will also be wise. For Omer, it says, chacham bini yismach li b'ashiva chorfi davar. He says that my son therefore became even wiser than me, and he was able to respond in a sharp way. So you see that because David humbled himself in front of Mephibosheth, he was able to have a child who was even sharper than his Rebbe was. So the Gemara asks, "Did David mikari lenafshei chassid? Did David really call himself a chassid?" V'chassid, it says, "Lulei hamati l'ros b'tuv Hashem be'eretz chayim." Pasuk says in Tehillim that David says, "If only I were able to have enough trust to see the good in the eretz chayim." Right? V'tanu shmei Rabbi Yosi lama nakud al lulei. So there are dots over the word lulei. So why is that? Amar David. I know that you're going to repay the tzaddikim in the future by giving them schar. But I don't know, right? He says, I'm not sure if I have a chilek amongst those tzaddikim. Why? Because Shem Yigramachi, I was afraid that maybe some of the chatam they did with Batsheva, whatever it was, all the chatam that they might have done, may have caused them to lose out on getting some of that schar. Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Rami, he contrasts. It says in Parshas Vayetzeh, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov that I'm going to be with you. I'm going to guard you. I'm going to protect you. Uchsevet in Vayishlach, it says Vayira Yaakov. Oh, Yaakov was afraid of Esav. So why was he afraid? Hashem promised him that he would protect him. So the Gemara says, Amar Hashem Yigamachit. Yaakov was afraid that maybe some chit that he did would somehow be goring that he would lose Hashem's protection. Kedasani, it says in Az Yashir, Ad Yavor Hamcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Hamzu Kani. So what does that pasuk mean? So the Gemara says, Ad Yavor Hamcha Hashem Zobia Rishon. That refers to the first time that Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yavor Hamzu Kani says Zobia Shnei. That refers to the second time that Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, the times of Ezra. Bikanim Ruchachamim Ruuyim Hayu Yisrael. Klal really deserved to have the same miracles happen for them in times of Bayashinu when they entered the land, they entered Eretz Yisrael for the second time. But the reason why that didn't happen was because of the chatayim that they did, because they only came back to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash with the permission of Koresh. They didn't really want to go back on their own accord. Therefore, not all the miracles that happened during the times of the first Aliyah when they came back to Eretz Yisrael happened in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah as well. Fine. Then the Mishnah said, "V'chacham or ma'achatzos." Right? The Chacham said the latest time Shnei Shemaz until Chatzos. So the Gemara asks, "Chachamim k'mat Tzvi? Who do the Chacham hold like? Ikar Rebbe Eliezer Sfir Luhut Elik Rebbe Eliezer, who says that the latest time is Atzofa Shmura Rishona to then Lemru Ker Rebbe Eliezer? Why don't they just say that? Ikar Rebbe Gamliel Sfir that the latest time is Alos Hashachar, so then Lemru Ker Rebbe Gamliel." So the Gemara says, "No, Liolam Ker Rebbe Gamliel Sfir Luhut. They really hold like Rebbe Gamliel. V'hadi Ka'amri Ar Chatzos Kedil Harchik Asadim Enavir. Like the Mishnah said, Kedesanya Chachamim Asu Siag LeDevran Kedesh Lo Yehi Adam Bamin Asadim. Every person shouldn't come back from the field in the evening. V'Omer and he'll say, Eilich Levesi." I'll go eat, drink, and sleep a little. And then I'll go say Shema and I'll daven. And then what's going to happen? He's going to fall asleep and he's going to miss the opportunity to say Shema. But he comes back from the field in the evening. Go to the shul. If he's able to read, you know, Tanakh Psukim, then he should read the Psukim. If he reads Mishnais, he should do that. Then he should say Kriyat Shema and daven. And then he should go eat and then he should bet. So the Gemara asks, how come here the Gemara emphasizes that if you violate Divrei Chachamim, you're Chayav Misa? So the Gemara says, Iba is in either because Mishum Dika Onashin. Right? The Gemara wants to really drill home the point, don't fall asleep before you say Shema. The Gemara wants to make the point very clear. dear to you, first daven and then take care of everything else. So this way you don't think like there's a sheet which Gemara is going to talk about later on, which holds that davening marav is only a rishus. So kamashwa from this Gemara, that's not true. Davening marav is really a chova, which is what we seem to paskin like. Davening marav is really a chova, and therefore the assumption is that's why the Gemara has to emphasize, oh, you're chayav nisa for not doing this because it's really a chova, not just a rishus. The Gemara says amar mar kori kriya shema umispalel, right? So you have to, you, as we said before in the price, so you say shema and then you go daven mar. So the Gemara says misayel le Rabbi Yochanan, the amar Rabbi Yochanan ezahu ben haolam haba zaso megula letfila shel arvis, right? Who's a person who is zocha to go to olam haba? It's a person who's so make geula letfila during mar. In other words, if I put Gal Yisrael next to Shmona Esrei, so then I'm zocha to go to olam haba. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omer tfilos beemtza tiknum. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he says the way that tefillos were set up, they were sandwiched in between Shema. I mean, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the way it works is, I say Shema in the morning, I do all of my Shmona Esrei's in between, and then I do my Shema Shel Arvis after Shmona Esrei Amar, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? The tefillos always in the middle, and then the Shema sandwich the two tefillos on the side. So Gemara says, Mamaykev, what's this machlokus about? Iba yisema kra, iba yisema sar. So either it's based on a pasuk or it's based on svara. Iba yisema svara, the Rabbi Yochanan svara, geula me'orta nami have, ela geula ma'al yisalo havya ela atzafra. Rabbi Yochanan holds, yes, it's true that there is geula in the evening as well, but the ikar geula is really in the morning. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi suffer came unto Lohavia Elamitzafra Lohavia Gula Ma'al Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, since the real Gula only happens in the morning, so therefore any Gula beforehand is not a real Gula. Or they're arguing about how to understand a pasuk. They both darshan the same pasuk. It says Rabbi Yochanan suffer Makish Shchiva Lekima. We compare going to sleep to waking up. Ma'akima Kriyishma V'Acharkach Tefila. Just as when you wake up, it's Kriyishma followed by Shmona Esrei. So I have Shchiva Nami Kriyishma V'Acharkach Tefila. So too when it comes to going to sleep, meaning by Mariv, so it's the same thing. It's Kriyat Shema followed by Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Shavar, Makish Chilakim, it's the opposite. Makima Kriyat Shema Samach Lemitaso, just as when I get up in the morning, Kriyat Shema is the thing that I say closest to the time that I've gotten up from my bed. So I have Shchiva Nami Kriyat Shema Samach Lemitaso. So Kriyat Shema has to be the last thing I say before I go to sleep at night. So that's why according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you say Kriyat Shema after Shmona Esrei at night. Masim Mar Bered de Ravina. The Brisa says, but Erev Mevarich Shtaim Lefaneh Ushtaim Leacharet. So we say for Birchos Kriyat Shema for Mariv, you say two brachos beforehand and two brachos afterwards. But it's not really true, because after you say the bracha of Gal Yisrael Mariv, you still have another bracha, or maybe even two brachos, or chutz laretz to say, right? Without getting into details about Yeru Einenu, but you at least have Hashkivenu to say. So you're not really doing Solmich Geula Letzila, because Gal Yisrael is not right next to Shmona Esrei. You still have a whole bracha in between. So the Gemara says, Amri came to the Takinu Rabbanu Hashkivenu, ki Geula Arich. The famous answer, the Gemara says that since the Chazal were Mesakin for you to say the bracha of Hashkivenu, therefore it's considered to be like one long Geula. It's all part of the bracha of Gal Yisrael, even though technically it's like a hefsek between Gal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. The Ilo Temach, because if you don't say that, Shachris Hechi Matzi Samech. How could you possibly even be so Megula Tefillah even at Shachris? The Om Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila Omer Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, Ulu V'sofu Omer Yehiu L'Ratzonim Reifi. So you're not really being so Megula Tefillah even at Shachris, because you have this sentence of Hashem Sfasai Tiftach before you actually start Shmona Esrei. So you're not really being so Megula to the actual Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara says, oh, so you have to say Allah Hasam, came to the Kidder Rabbanu Lememar Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, Kitila Rech Adamya, Hachanami came to the Kidder Rabbanu Lememar Hashkivinu, since Chazal are masaking you to say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, it's considered like part of the Geula. So the same thing is going to be true when it comes to Hashkivinu. Am Rabbi Elazar, Am Rabbi Avina. Kol Omer Tehila LeDavid B'Chol Yom Shalosh Pe'amim Muftach Lo Shehu Ben HaOlam Haba. If you say Ashrei three times a day, so you're guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. My time, Ilem Mishum the Asya Ba'Aleph Beis. If it's because Ashrei has an acrostic of all letters of the Aleph Beis, Neima Ashrei Tmei Derech the Asya B'Tman Ya'apin. So Tehilim Perikuf Yates, which has 176 psukim, so that has the Aleph Beis eight times over. So if there's such a big mile, let's say in the Aleph Beis, we should do say Tehilim Kuf Yates, right? Elam Yishum the Isle Poseach Es Yadecha. If the reason why it's so important to say Ashrei is because the pasuk of Poseach Es Yadecha appears there, so Neima Halal Gadol Lichsevin No Sein Lachem Lachol Basar, right? Tehilim Kuf Lamed Vav, known as Halal Gadol. So that also has a pasuk very similar to Poseach Es Yadecha. It says No Sein Lachem Lachol Basar Kili Olam Chasdo. So why don't we say that parak of Tehilim? So the Gemara says Elam Yishum Dispei Tarit, because it has both. It has both the Aleph Beis and Poseach Es Yadecha. Therefore, we opt to say Ashrei. Rabbi Yochanan Neima Lo Nemar Nun Vashi. How come if you look at the acrostics of Ashrei, there's no letter Nun as the opening letter of any of the psukim there? So the Gemara says Mimnei Sheyish Ba Mapalton Shel Sona Yisrael, because the letter Nun symbolizes Nefila. The word Sona Yisrael, the Gemara is always a euphemism for Klal Yisrael, because the letter Nun symbolizes Nefila of the Jewish people. Dechsev Nafla Lo Sosif Kum Suas Yisrael. And once we fall in, the pasuk says in Amos that we're not going to get up anymore. B'Marava Metaritzei Lo Hachi. In Eretz Yisrael, they explain the pasuk in Amos differently. They said Nafla Velo Sosif Linpol Od Kum Suas Yisrael. They said no, it means that we're never going to fall down ever again. So that they looked at that pasuk in a positive way. Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Afilu
Hamachi Chazar Nalev Samchan Baruch Hakodesh Shneamar. So Mich Hashem L'chol Hanofilim. So even though there's no Nun as the first letter of any pasuk in Ashrei, but David alluded to it when he said So Mich Hashem L'chol Hanofilim. That was an allusion to the Nun. Am Rabbi Elazar Baravina. Gadol Mashenemar Ben Michael Yosef Mashenemar Ben Gavriel. That which is said regarding Malach Michael is greater than that which is said by Malach Gavriel. Teilu Ben Michael Ksev. It says by Malach Michael. Say for Yeshaya. This is the lesser known Ma'aser Merkava. This is Yeshaya Perek Vav. It's also a story of the Ma'aser Merkava. It says Vayaaf Eli Achad Min Hasrafim. It says one of the Srafim. That's one of the names of the types of Malachim flew to me. The Ilu Gabi Gavriel Ksev. And say for Daniel. It says regarding Malach Gavriel. The Ish Gavriel Asher Isi Bachazon Betchila Muaf Bayaaf. So it says that initially Malach Gavriel that I saw in this vision. So he flew to me. So my Mashma Dahai Echad Michael. How do you know from the pasuk in Yeshaya that the word Echad says Vayaaf Eli Achad Min Hasrafim? How do you know that's a reference to Malach Michael? Rabbi Yochanan Asya Echad. It's based on Xeris Shalat Sivacha Vayaaf Eli Achad Min Hasrafim. Uchsev Hasam. Right. Also says it says in Sefer Daniel. It says Vihine Michael Echad Hasarim Harishonim Bala Azri. Michael is one of the Malachim who came to help Daniel. So the Gemara says Tana Michael Ba'achas. Michael flies with one wing. Gavriel Bishtayim Eliyahu Ba'arba Umalach Amavis Bishmona Vshasa Magifa Ba'achas. If at the time of plague in the world, so he's able to cover the entire world by just flying over the whole world one time. But generally, it takes him 8 times to fly over to get over the world. Amr Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi, Afal Pi Shekara Adam Kriya Shema Bebeis HaKnesses, Mitzvah Lekroso Amita. So even though you said Kriya Shema and Shua at night for Mariv, you have to say it again, you have to say Kriya Shema Lamita before you go to sleep. Amr Rabbi Yossi, my Kriya, how do we know, what's that based on? Pasuk says, which we actually say as part of Kriya Shema Lamita, Rigzu V'Yatech Ta'u Emru V'Lavchem HaMishkavchem V'Do Musala. It says that a person who's gotten angry, right, he's been, as we'll see, the Gemara HaGemara interprets that word, he's been angry, but he's not sinning, and he says in his heart, as he's about to go to sleep, and he has to remain silent, meaning he has to go to sleep after he says Shema. Amr Rav Nachman, Im Talmud Chacham Hu in Sarach. If he's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to say Kriya Shema Lamita because he's constantly learning. Amr Abaye, Av Talmud Chacham Yibayli Lememari Chab Sukah Derachmi. Even a Talmud Chacham has to say one pasuk of Rachamim Kagon B'yad Chav Kiruchi Padisa Osi Hashem Kelamet. So you have to ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu to protect your neshama to give it back to you in the morning. You have to say some sort of pasuk of Rachamim. Amr Rav Levi Bar Chama, Amr Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Nolam Yargiz Adam Yitzar Tov Al Yitzar Harash Shneamar Rigzu V'Al Techetah. You should always, literally means to anger, but it means to have your Yitzar Tov overpower your Yitzar Hara. You should always have your Yitzar Tov subdue your Yitzar Hara. If you're successful, if you're victorious, so then good. V'im Lav Yasuk Patora. You should learn Shneamar Imru Vil Vavchem. Right? You should speak on your heart. You should learn Torah. Im Nitzchu Mutav. If that works, then great. V'im Lav Yikra Kriyishma Shneamar Al Mishkavchem. So again, they should say Kriyishma like it says on your bed. Im Nitzchu. If that works, then Mutav. Then great. V'im Lav Yisgar Lo Yom Hamisa Shneamar V'Domusal. Then remember the day of death, which will prevent you from sinning. The pasuk ends off with V'Domusal, referring to silence when a person dies, so they're forever silent afterwards. Vamra believe you barchamar and Bushum and Lakish. My dichsiv, it says in Parshas Kisisa, Vatana Lachas Luchos, Evan Vahatora, Vaham Mitzvah, Shakasafti, Vahoro Son. It says that a Kaddish Baruch Hu gave over to Moshe the Luchos, the Torah, and the Mitzvah. So what is that referring to? So Luchos, Elu Aser Sadibrus. Torah Zemek, that's Tanakh. Vaham Mitzvah, Zo Mishnah, Asher Kasafti, Elu Neviim Luksuvim, right? That's Nach, Lahoro Son, Ze Gemara. Gemara are the Svaros that we put forth on the Mishnais. Malami, Shakulam, Nitnul Moshe. So all the things that we have today as part of Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh were all given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Amrabi Yitzchak Kolakori Kriyash Malamitaso Kilu Oches Cheres Shlashtei Pios Biyadof. You say Kriyash Malamita, it's like you're grabbing onto a double-edged sword. Shenemar Rumamos Kel Begronam Cheres Pifios Biyadof. It doesn't tell him that you're praising Hakadosh Baruch Hu from your throat and you have this double-edged sword in your hand. So my mashma, how do you do this puzzle as to do with saying Kriyash Ma? So Amar Zutra Vitei Maravashi Meirisha Dinya. Based on the previous pasuk, Dichsev Yat Lazuchas Yidin Mechavod. You're running new Amishkav Osam that the tzaddikim praise and they sing to Hakadosh Baruch Hu on their beds. Meaning Kriyash Malamita. Uchsev Basrei. It says Rumamos Kel Begronam Cheres. So if you say Kriya Shema Lamita, you'll be zochet to have this double-edged sword. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Akori Kriya Shema Lamita, so Mazikin Bedilin Heimenu. If you say Kriya Shema Lamita, so these demons, these damagers are separate from you, meaning they won't harm you. Shenema, it says in Mishlei, Uvnei Reshef Yagbiu Uf. It says that the Bnei Reshef, which is a reference to demons, they fly. V'ein Uf Ela Torah. Shenema, His Ayif Einecha Bo V'einenu. The pasuk in Mishlei says if you blink for a second, so the Torah goes away. You have to constantly review the Torah that you learn. V'ein Reshef Ela Mazikin. Reshef refers to demons. Shenema, Mezeira Avu Luchume Reshef Eketev Mirim. Parsha Hazinu. Torah is describing various demons that will attack you if you don't keep the Torah. So one of the words that the pasuk uses is the word reshef or similar. In other words, it says Ulechume reshef.
Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, kol ha'osik b'Torah yisurin b'delin heimenu. If a person is engaged in Torah, so they won't be afflicted with yisurin, with affliction. Shenemar uvnei reshev yagbiu ofe in ofel haTorah. Shenemar hisayif enecha bovein. That same pasuk we quoted before. In reshev eli yisurin. Shenemar mezera avu luchumi reshev. That's also a reference to being afflicted. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan ha'afilu tinokel shabes rabin yodino. So even young children know this. Shenemar it says vayomer shemalat tishmala kol hashem alokecha vahayashar bein atase vahazan talim mitzvos ave shamar tal kol chukav kol amachalasher sandi v'mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani yashem rofecha. Pasuk in Peshalak says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that if you keep his Torah and mitzvos, so then no affliction that he afflicted to Mitzrayim is going to happen to you. So obviously, you see clearly that if you keep Torah and mitzvos, you won't be afflicted. So he says every school child knows this. Ela kol she'efshar lo lasik b'Torah v'ein osik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mei v'yolav yisurin l'cho arin v'ochrin oso. If a person has the opportunity to learn Torah and fails to do so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings severe punishment to him, these terrible punishments. She'nemar, ne'alamdi dumiyah ha'cheshesi mitov uch'evina echar. Says that if a person stays silent from learning Torah, Hashem holds back all good from him, and he's afflicted with all these terrible punishments. Ein tov ala Torah. She'nemar, ki lakech tov nasati lachem Torah si'at azu. The word tov, right, tov is a reference to Torah. Am Rab Zeira v'yitema Rabbi Chanina bar Papa bo re'e. Shelo k'minas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Hashem differs from mankind. Midas basar v'dam adam mocher chifetz lachavero mocher atzei v'lokeach sameach. Generally, when you sell something, so you're upset that you have to sell it because let's say you need cash, you don't really want to part with your object, you don't have a choice. You're upset and the guy who bought it is happy. Avlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu enokei. Nasan lahem Torah liyisrav v'sameach. Hashem's happy to give us the Torah. Shenemar ki lachem tov nasati lachem Torah si'at azu. He gives us lachach tov and he's happy with it. Amar Rav Vitema Rav Chista. Im roa adam she yisurin bayin alav. If a person sees that he's being afflicted, yifash feish b'masav, he should do a cheshbon hanefesh to figure out why he's being afflicted. Shenemar, pasuk says that in Eicha, nach pasad derechinu v'nach kora v'nashuva ad Hashem. Right. In other words, investigate yourself, see what's wrong, and then do tshuva. So pishpish v'lomas. Let's say you did a cheshbon hanefesh and you found nothing wrong with you. Right. You're perfect, but you still have yisurin. So then yisla b'vitul Torah. You should assume it's based on vitul Torah, which is weird because vitul Torah is also an avera, but not for right now. So anyway, so the Gemara said, oh, it must be based on vitul Torah. Shenemar, ashrei hagever praiseworthy is the person that Hashem afflicts and learns his Torah. Let's say you don't even have bittul Torah, then you know that these are afflictions of love. Shenemar, Hashem afflicts and reprimands those that he loves. Whoever Hashem loves, Hashem desires, he afflicts with Yisurin. Shenemar, Hashem oppresses those that he loves with affliction. One might have thought that even the person won't accept those Yisurin out of Ava, Hashem would afflict them anyway. Tamalomer, no. In Tasim Ashim Navsho. Right? Ma Asham Ladas, Afisho Ladas. Just like a person only brings a carbon Asham willingly, so too Hashem will only afflict you if you're able to handle it. Vim Kible Maskar, what if you're able to handle Yisurin Shal Ava? What's your reward? So the Pasuk says, Yira Zera Yarich Yamin. You're going to have a long life. You're going to see your children have a long life. Hello, and Elisha Tamuda Miskaimin. You're going to retain all of your learning. Shenemar, V'chafetz Hashem B'yado Yitzlach. Those who Hashem loves are always successful. So Pligi Bar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Rav Acha Bar Chanina. What does that pasuk mean? Chad Amar Eluhim Yisurin Shal Ava Kol She'in Bahen Bittul Torah. Shenemar Ashi Hagever Sher Tiyaserenu Ka Umi Torah Sachas Salam Edenu. So a person who's not Mevatel Torah will be Zochet to have Yisurin Shal Ava. Chad Amar Eluhim Yisurin Shal Ava Kol She'in Bahen Bittul Tefila. He says no. It refers to a person who's not Mevatel his davening. Shenemar Baruch Elokim Asherlo Hisir Tefila Siv Chasto Meiti. Praiseworthy is the person that doesn't stop davening to Hashem. So Amar Luhu Rabbi Abba Breid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Hachi Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan Elu VeElu Yisurin Shal Ava. Those are both considered Yisur Shalama. Shenemar, Ki Es Asher Yahav Hashem Yochech. Hashem afflicts those that He loves. Ela Matam Alomer Mitorah Sechah Salam Denu. What does that pasuk mean? Al Tikre Salam Denu. Ela Sil Medenu. Meaning, Davar Zem Mitorah Sechah Sil Medenu. We learn this out of the Torah. Kal V'Chomer Mishen V'Ayin. We learn a Kal V'Chomer from the din of Shein V'Ayin. What does that mean? So Ma Shein V'Ayin Shein Echad Mei Yivarev Shel Adam Eved Yotzei Bahem L'Cheirus. You know, the din is that if a master knocks out the eye or a tooth of his Eved, the Eved goes free. So Yisur Hashem and Markin Kol Gufo Shel Adam. When you get afflicted by Hashem, which purges and purifies your entire body, alachas kama v'chama, that you're going to free yourself of the yitzhara. V'hainu Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Nemar bris b'melach, v'nemar bris b'yisurin. Nemar bris b'melach, right, says, dichsev, in Parshas Vayikra, v'lo sashbis melach beris, it says you have to put salt on all the karbanos. V'nemar bris b'yisurin, dichsev eila divrei habris, it says in Parshas Kisav, these are the words, at the end of the Tochacha, these are the words of the bris. Ma bris, amr b'melach, melach b'matek, it says habasar, we know salt sweetens and preserves meat. Av bris, amr b'yisurin, yisurin markin kol avonos shaladam, yisurin, so to speak, purifies and sweetens a person and makes them better as a result. Okay, stop here for now.